Damon and Matt recently had a chance to catch up with Sean Hannity. Of course, you know his voice here on News Talk 550 KFYI. You hear him weekdays and weekends here. And you also probably recognize him from Fox News. Well, Damon and Matt had a chance recently to catch up with him, get his thoughts on money and financial freedom. Let's listen in.
Let freedom.
So for our listeners out there today, we're really excited. We have Sean Hannity with us today, who follows us on News Talk 550 KFYI, and we're excited to have him in a little early today and visit with us. Welcome, Sean.
It's good to be on with you. Appreciate it.
You know, I think, Sean, most of us feel like life is hard sometimes, and you're out there expressing your opinion, and as you know, and as every listener knows that's listened to you, is they're strong opinions, and so not everyone's going to agree with you, and so I'm wondering how you deal with all the punches that come your way on a daily basis.
You can't live life if you can't take a punch. You know, it's not how hard you get hit, it's whether you get up and you keep going. I've read all these self-help books over the course of my life, and probably one of the best ones is one of the oldest ones, and that's The Road Less Traveled. The first thing that book says is life is difficult. There's nothing easy about anybody's road to wherever they're going in life.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have read that book and some of yours, and so how did you get where you are in life?
I have this background and experience where I was a paperboy at 8, a dishwasher at 12, a cook at 13, a busboy at 14, a waiter at 15. And I saved enough money to go through 2 years of college, and then I ran out of money, and I wasn't going to take it from my parents because I knew they didn't have it. So I literally am down to my last $200, and then I started a career in construction, and I became a house painter, and I painted ships, and then I learned how to hang wallpaper, and then I wanted to build houses, and I framed houses and did roofing and did all of these real jobs. This is 2 decades of my life. When I first started in radio, I worked for free. But you've got to have the love and the passion to do whatever it is you're doing.
Well, your childhood sounds a lot like mine. I had a paper route and kept doing all those things. I had an office that I cleaned, and I had lawns that I mowed. And it seems like today I'm trying to get my kids to do those things. But you get busy with work, you're active in your organizations and church and different things like that. So how do you compartmentalize and handle and turn off things so you can focus on that part of your day and your responsibilities at that time?
If you can't compartmentalize away the attacks, the politics in the office, the daily stresses of life, then you're not managing your life right. You know, for me, faith comes into play. For other people, they meditate. I have 2 friends of mine. I mock them all the time. They do yoga. I don't care what you do. You better be able to manage the stresses of life. My day is like rapid fire all the time. I've got to make decisions all the time on TV and radio. What am I going to do? Then you got to deal with home. What am I going to do? Then you got to deal with the kids' tennis tournaments. What am I going to do? Then you got to deal with this employee is upset about this. What am I going to do? And then the press just called me the biggest beep in the world, and you have to manage it. And for me, I'd say I'm about 95% effective.
You know, that's something I can relate with. I've got 6 kids, and we're running all over the place and trying to meet schedules. And what's ironic is our audience, most of our audience and our clients are retirees. And I know more retirees that are busier now than they ever were. And, you know, with all of your busyness and doing radio shows and TV shows all over the country, you know, I'm sure you get to visit with a lot of different kinds of people. And what would you say your audience is telling you their biggest fears are?
I will tell you that finances are the number one concern of every single solitary American. We have 95 million Americans out of the labor force. We have 50 million in poverty, 46 million on food stamps. Those that have spent entire lifetimes building up their wealth that they would like to pass on to their children, or at least get to the end of their life with and be able to survive. Every single person I know is scared to death about their money, about their finances.
Well, and it seems like with what Congress has done with Social Security and some of the major changes that are coming down with that, that fear has escalated. We have people in our office now that are concerned that the program is going to disappear, that their benefits are going to continue to be cut. So what are your concerns about Washington and programs like this?
I tell everybody my age and younger, and you're a lot younger than me, so I'm telling you, you can't depend on Social Security. Here is the biggest scam. I mean, I know we talk about Enron and we talk about all these evil corporations, and there have been corporations that have been corrupt and have mismanaged their money, and they have lost millions of dollars, and the Bernie Madoffs of the world exist. All of that is true. But the biggest case of financial malfeasance is by the U.S. government. They promised all of that money that I've been paying in since I'm 12 years old, I've been paying into Social Security, was going to be put in a lockbox. They stole the money. They spent the money. They squandered the money. It's all gone in their quest to use money to accumulate power. So I don't trust that it will be there. I believe probably sooner than later there's going to be means testing. I think they'll raise the age of eligibility so that basically you get it on a Monday. They'll predict the day you die Tuesday, so then they can confiscate that money. So I don't trust that it's going to be there for people. Now, they say they're going to save it. They'll probably put a Band-Aid on it for a short period of time, but inevitably the math doesn't work.
Yeah, recently we had the budget changes that are affecting Social Security, so we're already seeing that impact people that are 50 and older and how they're going to draw their Social Security. And I would agree with that. For people my age that are younger, I tell them to plan like it's not going to be there and hope that it is. And honestly, I think we hope here that that's going to be the case. There's really a lot of uncertainty, though, and there's things we can control and things we can't control. Sean, how do you handle your financial fears and what's your investment strategy?
I'm very conservative in my investments. It shouldn't surprise anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't trust the stock market by and large. I don't have a lot of faith in it. I know too much about it and too much corruption exists in it for me. And usually normal people like us are the last to find out information that these guys on Wall Street have. I do like and prefer bricks and mortar. There's only a certain amount of real estate. So I've done some small investing in that, and I just try to be smart and safe with my money.
So in case you don't recognize the voice, we're here visiting with Sean Hannity. So besides choosing kind of more safe and conservative investments, you've talked a little bit about what you've done, you know, as far as work and how you got into radio and how you started out doing it for free. But what have you done to kind of take from the slow start to building wealth? What are some of the steps you've taken?
If you take care to save as much as you can, even when I really wasn't making much money at all, I always tried to save something. And I know there's general rules that people follow in the course of their lives. Pay yourself first. I think all of those ideas are really good. You won't regret it later. You won't regret that you didn't buy the new car. You won't regret you didn't buy the boat. You won't regret that you didn't buy the bigger house when you have some financial security. And money equals freedom. All it means when I say that is it gives you the freedom to make other choices in your life. So you're not beholden. I have got to stay at this job till I retire at 69 and you'll die the next day. I just think the more you save, the more options you provide for yourself down the line. So that's my financial thinking. Mm-hmm. It's not very deep or very profound, but it works for me.
We totally agree with that. With our clients, we're always talking to them about getting in here early and planning ahead so that they can have more options and choices. And obviously, the more that they've saved and the less debt they have, the better their retirement is going to look. And what would you say, Sean, is the most important thing that being financially sound really does for people?
I use the term all the time that money equals freedom. My wife will ask me, well, why don't you buy a big sports car? You can afford a sports car now. And I'm like, I don't want a sports car. For me, I'd rather give that money to my kids. And I don't have extravagant tastes, but I'm not somebody that hoards money either. You know, I try to be very generous with charities, people I run into in my life. But you always got to keep an eye on it. You got to balance it. You can't buy everything you want. You can't let your ego get out of control, in my view. And I would rather buy stuff for my wife than myself.
Well, I can understand that. In fact, my wife agrees with you on that one. So,
mine too.
So, Sean, thanks again for taking some time and spending with us and being able to visit with our listeners and give them some direction and advice. You know, your show follows right after our program here on 550 KFY. And so we know that they appreciate what you say and listen to you, and we want to thank you for your time.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, my friend. Good luck to you. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.